我们先有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我感谢你给我们有这样的机会聚集在这里。
Lord, we thank you for such opportunity for us to gather here.
因为你是乐意上人把你的心思来打开的神。
Lord, you are one who delight in to open up your will for us.
你要把我们带回你起初的荣耀的旨意里。
And you want to bring us back into your glorious will.
所以你做了许多的工作是为了我们。
And you did much work that is for us.
你不单为我们做，你也乐意我们去享用。
Not only you do this work for us, you also want us to enjoy this work.
让你自己所要做成的可以显明在我们这些人的身上。
So that whatever you are doing, that will be manifested upon each one of us.
主，我们承认我们许多时候是落在人的愚昧里。
We confess that very often we fall into the foolishness of men.
我们没有看见你做工的心意。
We do not see the desire of your heart.
也不认识你做工的手。
We do not understand the working hand.
因此我们只是知道你乐意上人施恩，但是我们却不懂得去承受你一切的祝福。
We only know that you delight and give grace to men, but we do not know how to accept them.
主啊，我们在这里仰望你。
But Lord, we're here looking to you.
求你帮助我们走过来。
Please help us to walk through.
认识你在我们身上所要做成的。
So that we know what you are doing in our life.
也让我们进入你为我们已经做成的。
So we also enter into that which you have already accomplished.
让我们这些蒙恩的人实在是蒙恩到了你自己的目的。
So that we receive grace to the point of accomplishing your will.
主啊，我们实在需要你更大的怜悯。
We need more grace from you.
让我们把你所做的成了我们所有的。
So that what you have done become what we have.
但愿荣耀、称颂、感谢、爱戴都归给你。
May glory, praises, and love be to you.
我们也在你的手中给你做成合你的心意。
So that we also be work to a point that is pleasing to you.
我们将仰望在你手里。
We look unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.感谢主，有几个下午大会安排我们在十字架的这一个大题底下有一点实际的交通。
And we thank the Lord that He gave us this opportunity these few afternoon that under the big topic of the cross, we have some practical fellowships.
弟兄们就安排我和弟兄姊妹们去交通到十字架怎么在我们的生活的这一个范围里边来去经历
？And the brothers has asked me to fellowship on how do we experience the cross in our life.
十字架不单是一个道理。
The cross is not only a doctrine.
它实在是一件很真实的事。
It is also a very much a reality.
一面它在神自己的手里头。做成神所要做的。
On one hand, God is finishing what He is doing in His hand.
同时，他也要把他所做成的做在我们的身上，成为我们所经历、所享用的。
But at the same time, He also wants to these finished work to be something that we can enjoy in our lives.
我们这些蒙恩的人啊，过去长久以来都落在一种的缺欠的底下。
All of us who have received grace in the past, we very often fall into such situation.
每一个人都走过那一段的路。
Everyone has gone through situation like that.
没有一个会例外的。
No one is an exception.
起初我们来跟随主。
In the beginning, we follow the Lord.
我们着眼点都是神给我们的祝福。
And it is all grace from the Lord that's given to us.
并且那个祝福是有范围的。
And that blessing has a boundary.
都是物质里边的丰富。
And these are the abundance in material things.
或者是物质里边的平安。
Or we can say that these are peace that we receive from the material things.
但神在我们身上所要做成的。
But what God wants to accomplish in our life?
那个其实可以说是只是神工作的起点。
But these things are only the beginnings of God's work in us.
但是我们常常就非常容易满足在那个点上不往前走了。
But very often we are just satisfied with these things that is in our life.
那我们这几天的下午，我们就 在这一方面看，神怎么把我们带进他做工的那一个目的。
So this few afternoon, we want to see how God bring us into the purpose of His work.
在我们在这个组里头，那个中心点就在我们的生活上，怎么来接受十字架的工作。
And from these afternoons, we will see how the work of the cross in our life.
在这三个下午。我们是准备是有这样的安排。
In these three afternoon, we have these kind of arrangement.
每一次聚会，我先和弟兄姊妹们有一点点短短的交通。
And in these three afternoon, I'll first have some fellowship with you.
不过我先说了，我是说的短短的，也许弟兄姊妹觉得长长的也说不定。
Although I say I have a short sharing with you, but maybe brother and sister, you feel that it is long.
但是我尽量控制我自己。不越过那一个短短的范围。
And I will do my best to control myself so that I would not surpass the short.
另外那大概这个部分是在整个聚会一个小时二十分钟吧，现在不可能一个半小时了。
I guess the time frame will be about an hour and 20 minutes.
我们先用半个小时有一点的交通。
We will first use about half an hour for some fellowship.
然后接上去有二十到三十分钟是有弟兄或是姊妹在那里做他们实际学习的见证。
And then for about 20 to 30 minutes, we will have either brothers or sisters come up and share on their practical experience on following.
然后幕后的那一点，如果主有明显的没有明显的带领的话。
And in the last portion of the time, if the Lord did not have specific leadings,
我们会再有一点短短的交通总结这个结论性的交通。
Then we will have some conclusion into closing the message.
那在这三天的安排的里头
，In these 3 days arrangement,
我大概今天下午要和弟兄姊妹们来看到的十字架和神救赎的旨意。
So in this afternoon, I wanted to share with brother and sister the purpose of God's the practical purpose of the cross in us. The purpose in salvation of the cross.
然后明天我们要看的十字架的实际和经历。
And and tomorrow will be the practical experience of the cross.
那后天我们要看的就是经历十字架的路了。
And the day after tomorrow, we will fellowship on the way of the cross.
连同那个十字架的结局。
That will include the end result of the cross.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为他在他救赎的安排的里边是那么明显的给我们去认识。
Because in His salvation for us, He arranged for us to understand this.
他整个的救赎是有计划的。
That His salvation has a purpose behind it.
有目的的。
There is a goal.
但是这个目的的成全。
But to accomplish this goal,
或者说这个计划的成全
，or to say to accomplish this will,
和神用十字架做工的这个方法是分不开的。
And the way that the Lord uses the cross to work, these two things cannot be separated.
我想我们在没有交通到一点的以前，我们先来看几处的经文。
And before we go into the fellowship, let's look at a few scriptures.
头一处我们看的是创世纪第一章。
And the first place we want to look at is Genesis chapter 1.
都是弟兄姊妹们平常很熟悉的经文。
And these are the scriptures that brothers and sisters are very familiar with.
我们盼望就从这些很熟悉的经文的里边来更深入一点去了解明白主心里头的意念。
And from these familiar passages, we want to understand even deeper of what the Lord's will is.
创世纪第一章的二十六节的开始。
In chapter 1 of Genesis, chapter verses 26 starting.
到二十八节。
To 28.
我们看，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人， 使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
然后请看约翰一书第三章。
And then turn to First John chapter 3.
我们看第一、第二这两节。
Let's look at verse 1 and 2.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
然后我们再看罗马书第八章。
Then turn to Book of Romans, chapter 8.
我们看二十八节。
Let us look at verse 28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren.
我们圣经暂时就读到这里。
Now this will be our scripture reading.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来看十字架，在神的救赎的旨意里边。他所显明的功用。
When we come to look at the purpose of the cross in God's salvation for us,
我们不能不回到神造人的目的那里做起头。
We must start from the beginning when God created man.
因为救赎并不是说我们不至灭亡，反得永生就是全部。
Because salvation, it is not just for us to not perish but have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹们都知道的，那只不过是一个救恩在我们身上的起头。
Brother and sister, you know this is only the effect on us, of the beginning of the gospel.
那所以救赎的这一件事情，从我们蒙恩得救的这一个起点开始，一直要领我们走到一个地步。
So we know that salvation on us, it will lead us continue to go on to a point.
那个地步不是根据我们的意愿。
And this end result, it is not according to what we desire.
也不是根据众人的盼望。
And this is not also not upon the hope of all.
乃是根据神自己的定义。
But it is by God's will.
那么神自己的定义是什么呢？
So what is this will of God?
那我们就不能不回到神造人的那个目的。
We must return to the purpose of why God created man.
那当然，在造神造人的以前，还是有一点属灵的历史在发生。
Of course, before man was created, there was some spiritual thing that had happened.
所以神说那个创那个救赎是在创世以前就已经神做了定规。
Because God says that before the creation of the world, this salvation has already been established.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上跟今天上午都已经点出了这个事实。
And our brothers has already pointed out these facts last night as well as this morning.
所以我们不从过去的神的做了什么事情，我们不在那里开始。
So we will not begin from what God has done in the past.
我们也从救赎，因为这那个去结束我们发生关系。
We will start from our redemption because that is directly related to us.
也和我们所生活的这一个地，或者扩大一点说那个宇宙发生关系。
And it has something to do with the universe that we are in, or the world that we are in.
那所以我们就从这个点上来开始。
And so we will begin from that point.
不是说以前的事情我们不必理会。
We're not saying that the things that happened before that we do not have to do anything about.
但是因为神没有留下太多的资料给我们去领会，我们也不必去做过度的猜测。
But because God did not leave us many evidence of what had happened, so we do not need to go and have too much guesses.
但是我们知道过去有一些事情是非常非常重要的。
We also know that something had happened in the past that is very, very important.
那神在把他的心思向我们解开的时候，
But when God revealed His heart to us,
首先他就让我们看到神在我们这些人的身上，神的定义是怎么样。
So God led us to see what is His will upon each one of us.
所以当他造人的时候，他就显明了他造人的目的。
So when he created man, he revealed his purpose in creation.
第一，他是把他的形象给了人。
First, he gave his own image to us.
那说清楚一点，就是说他把他自己的荣耀给了人做形象。
And to put it more clearly, it is that God gave his glory to be our image.
那也就是说，人的被造是为了神的荣耀的形象彰显出来。
And In another word, it is saying that man is created for the glory of God.
第二件事情，你看到神在那里宣告的。
So second thing, we see that this is God is declaring.
神要被造的人来代替他执行权柄，管理神所造的。
God wants man to take up dominion and authority for him to rule over the earth.
那就是说出那人的被造。神有一个心意，让他们作为神的权柄的执行人。
And so man is created for the to be the executor of God's authority.
那这个是在神在创世纪第一章里边很清楚给我们留意到的。
And this is something that Genesis 1 has pointed out to us.
一个是形象的问题。
One is the question of image.
一个是权柄的问题。
And the other one is authority.
那怎么样能叫那个从泥土里头出来的人，能带进神这个目，给带进神这个目的呢？
So how do you put a being that is created from the dust of the earth to be brought into the purpose of God?
神就在伊甸园里头安排了一个生命树，一个分别善恶树。
So in the Garden of Eden, God have planted a tree of life and as well a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神在那里很清楚地给人去领会。
And God put it very clearly for men to understand.
你要成全神的荣耀发表出来和神的权柄执行出来。
You want to become the image of God's glory to manifest that as well as to have, be the executor of God's authority.
那你必须要拣选生命树上的果子。
Then you must choose the fruits from the tree of life.
那但是我们的祖宗在这一点上没有跟上神的旨意心思。
But our ancestors did not follow the will of God on this point.
那结果就下去了。
Then they fell.
结果神在造人的时候的整个的安排都给打乱了。
So the whole arrangement that God has for man when he created man.
那这是我们很熟悉的那个历史的过程。
And these are something that we are very familiar with.
我们更感谢主。
We also thank the Lord.
虽然这人在神的那个荣耀的安排里头下去了。
Although man has fallen from the purpose of God's creation.
神没有放弃人。
But God did not give up on man.
神就立刻就在那里宣告救赎的安排。
Then God immediately pronounced the salvation.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank you, we thank our Lord.
因为在救赎的安排的里边，虽然在创世纪所记载的只是记载一些表面的那个经过。
Although the arrangement of the salvation only mentioning the a few details.
但是有一些话，却是话中有话的来说出了神怎么来成全他那个救赎的旨意。
But some words that we can see, there's words within words that we can see how God wants to accomplish His will.
我们都记得神把人放在伊甸园的时候，就指着那个分别善恶树上的来说，你们不能吃这个果子。
We remember when God put the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden, and He pointed to it and says that you cannot eat of this.
你们要是吃这个果子的话，那个结局就很糟糕。
If you eat of the fruit of this tree, then the end result will be terrible.
你们一定死。
You will for sure die.
这个就是神很清楚的说明的。
This is very clearly said by God.
但是很稀奇的。
But very wonderful.
当你看到人吃了那个分别善恶树上的果子的时候。
That when man has taken the fruit of this tree,
如果从表面的现象来看
from the outward appearance,
人死了没有
did man die?
没有死
he did not.
还活在那里
he still lives.
还在那里走动
and he was still moving around.
还会听见神说话的声音
and he can still hear the word of God.
但是他就害怕了
but he became afraid.
就发生很多的事情了
and many things happened.
我们也不必再重复那些事了，因为都是弟兄姊妹很熟悉的。
We do not need to mention these things anymore because these are familiar with.
我们要留意的就是说，你吃的一种吃的日子一定死。
But what we want to pay attention is that God says, "The day you eat of the fruit, you shall die."
但是那个死的事实是怎么来表达的呢
？So what is the reality of death?
明明人在那里还是走动，还是生活。
But we see that man was still living, man still live on.
神说他必须要死，但是他说没有死。
God said he will, you will surely die, but he was still living.
弟兄姊妹们，事实上死的那个事实已经不能改变了。
But brother and sister, the reality of death could not be changed at that point.
我们看到神造人的时候，给人有三个，在结构的那方面有三个部分。
We see that when man was created, there was three parts to him.
都是我们很熟悉的。
These are also we familiar with.
灵魂、身体。
We have the spirit, we have the soul, and the body.
尽管近代的神学一直要把这个事实来推翻。
No matter when many theology want to overthrow this.
但是神的话很清楚给我们看见灵魂、身体。
But the word of God said it very clearly for us. It is the soul, the spirit, the soul, and the body.
在亚当跟夏娃吃那个果子的那一个时候开始。
From the moment that Adam and Eve took of the fruit.
灵魂体都死掉了。
Spirit, soul, and body all died.
不过在人的眼中看来，好像他们还活。
But in the eyes of men, as if they were still alive.
弟兄姊妹，这个是就常常叫我们感觉有困惑的。
And these things puzzled us sometimes.
但如果我们留意的话
，But if we pay attention,
我们就说
，We would say,
主的话说，吃的日子一定死。
The word of God says, "The day you eat of it, you shall die."
那死的那个事实已经发生了。
The reality of death has happened already.
那我做这个一个比方，弟兄姊妹就懂了。
So I will give you an example that you understand.
在美国生活很多人都很喜欢买花了回家来装饰装饰。
And in America, many people like to buy flower, fresh flower, to decorate their homes.
我们去买花的时候，我们就买到那个新鲜的，那个很有生气的那个才买的。
And when we go choose the flower to buy, we will buy the one that looks the freshest, the one that seems to be most alive.
但弟兄，你仔细的想一想。
But brother and sister, think about it clearly.
在那个花店里面的给剪割下来的，那是很新鲜、很美丽，甚至还有露水滴在那里的，那个时候都骗人的了。你说它是活的还是死的？
But brother and sister, these flower that is in the flower shop, in the vase that has already been cut, although they look very fresh and very alive, sometimes even have dews on them, but is it alive or is it dead?
从外面来看它是活的。
On the outside, you can look at it, it seems to be alive.
但实际上它已经死掉了。
But in actuality, it's already dead.
从剪上来的那一刻已经死掉了。
From the moment it was cut, it is dead.
这就是我们人在神面前堕落以后的那种光景。
And this is the condition man has when we've fallen from God.
虽然还会动。
Although we can still move.
还会想。
We can still think.
但是在神那里看死了。
But from the eyes of God,It's dead.
我们平常留意到的是，我们跟神的交通就不能再畅通了。
And from what we can pay attention to, we find out that when we are dead, we could not have fellowship with God.
因为我们的灵死了，和神交通那个管道断了。
And because our spirit is dead, therefore the channel between us and God is cut off.
那我们的魂的那个里面的内容呢，也发生变化了。
And the reality of our the content of our soul also got changed.
那还没有犯罪以前，我们魂里面的所有的一切都围绕着神的心思在那里运转。
And before we fall, the soul, what is contained in the soul, it is centered on God's will.
但是在人吃了那个果子以后，所想的就不再是神了。
But when man has taken that fruit, whatever he's thinking of is no longer God.
是我们人自己了。
He think of himself.
这个也是撒旦骗人的时候一个最好的手法。
And this is also one trick that Satan uses to deceive men.
你们就如神一样了。
Then you will be like God.
你们就不再需要神了。
And you no longer need God.
你们就成为神了。
Then you will become God.
所以你们所想的、所做的，就是标准了。
So whatever you do will be the standard.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是魂的堕落。
And this is the fallen of the soul.
就是魂的败坏。
And this is the corruption of the soul.
死了没有？
Is it dead?
它还有动作。
Yes, it still moves.
但是却是在它原来的那个功能上死掉了。
But from its original function, it is dead.
身体呢？
How about the body?
神就宣告了。
God already declared.
你既是出于尘土。
Since you are out of dirt, out of dust.
那个结局就回归尘土。
Then the result will be returning to dust.
没有希望了。
There is no hope.
虽然还在那里走动。
Although you can still move around.
但是已经是朝着归回尘土的那个路上走了。
But you're walking toward returning to dust.
我有的时候有个很不能说是很古怪的思想，因为那是自然是事实。
And sometimes I have this thought, and I cannot really say it is strange because it is reality.
这个应该是给那个哲学家去想的。
And this is something that for the philosopher to
contemplate. 我有些时候就在我脑子里面跑出来。
But sometimes it come out in my heart, in my mind.
现在的我是不是我出生的时候的我？
This me, is it the same me that was born?
弟兄姊妹们，你真要去想的话呢
？If you really want to think about that,
你会得到一个结果。
You will come out with a conclusion.
现在的我跟我出生的时候的我完全是两回事。
The I that was born and the I that I am now, it is completely two different things.
那弟兄姊妹，你说从前的我不是我现在的我吗？我光是说身体。
I'm only talking about the body. The I that was born and the I now, is it different?
其实答案很简单的。
And the answer is actually very clear.
每一次洗澡，弟兄姊妹们，你就得到答案了。
Every time you take a bath, you will have the answer.
洗澡的时候，你洗出来的是什么？
And every time when you wash, what comes off of you?
你从这个事实上面去留意。
To pay attention to this fact.
你出生的时候的那些东西，老早就已经不在了。
Whatever that you were born with, it's already all long gone.
已经不在了。
It's long gone.
现在的我所有的，是我从前所有的，完全是两回事。
Whatever I have now, from whatever I was born with, it is two different things.
这是哲学家就想的问题，我不会想。
And although these are questions for the philosophers, I do not want to.
但是我要让弟兄姊妹非常明确的掌握到，你吃的日子一定死的那个事实是没有可能有一点点的改变。
But I want brother and sister to get a hold of this fact that the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. This is a fact that you cannot escape.
那么，如果我们看到这一个点的时候。
If we have a get a hold of this point,
我们就留意了神的那个救赎怎么叫做完成。
So now we would understand what does it mean to have God's of salvation accomplished.
那我们不至灭亡，反正永生就是完成了吗
？If we do not perish and have eternal life, is that accomplishing God's will?
没有完成。
Not yet.
那个是一个起头。
That is but a beginning.
如果神的救赎要在我们身上完成的话
，If God's salvation is going to be accomplished upon us,
那是要叫我们这个已经死掉了的那个灵与魂与身体都能被带回神起初的目的。
And if His salvation is to accomplish on us, then all of us, soul, body, and spirit, will need to be brought back to the original purpose of God's creation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在神给我们预备救赎的这个恩典的里面
，In the salvation that He has prepared for us，
我们灵有需要拯救，神就给我们拯救的方法。
When our spirit need to be saved, God gave us a way to be saved.
而我们的魂需要拯救，神也给我们拯救的方法。
Our soul need to be saved, so therefore God gave us a way to save our soul.
而我们这个身体要成为不朽坏的那。神也有他拯救的方法。
When our body need to become a body that is incorruptible, God also have His way of saving.
这是全是恩典。
And these are all grace.
神可以不理会我们的。
God did not have to care for us.
谁叫我们犯罪呢
？No one caused us to sin.
谁叫我们顶撞神、离弃神呢
？No one caused us to go against and be rebellious to God.
神可以不管我们的。
God did not have to care for us.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
他没有放弃我们。
He did not give up on us.
他在恩典里面给我们看见，我们还是有出路。
And in grace, He gave us that a way out.
死是死了，但是还是有出路。
Although we were dead, but we have a way out.
但这个出路是什么呢
？So what is this way out?
那当然是神的恩典来造成。
Of course, it is done by God's grace.
但是这一个造成的方法是什么呢
？But what is the way of accomplishing this way?
十字架。
It is the cross.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄，昨天晚上的交通，早晨的交通，神都叫我们看见十字架的那个果效在我们身上所带出来的。
And we see the result of the cross upon us from the fellowship of brothers from last night and this morning.
但是有一件事情，我不能不特意特别要提出来，让弟兄姊妹们去留心的。
But there's one matter I want to specially point out for brother and sister to pay attention to.
灵的拯救是立刻的。
The salvation of the spirit is immediate.
体的拯救也是立刻的。
And the salvation of the body is also immediate.
但是魂的拯救，我们就没有看见神说，我立刻就把你的灵救到还原。
But for the soul's salvation, God did not say, I will do it immediately. To return you to original.
我们没有看到这个神给我们这个应许。
We did not see God give us this promise.
但是神给我们看见，我们一信主的时候，神就叫我们与他恢复和好。
We see that when we believe in the Lord, then immediately we were reunited with Him.
神也给我们看见，当我们的主回来的时候，我们从死里复活，那个也是一瞬间的事。
And also, when we see that when the Lord returns, our body, we will be resurrected, and this is also in a moment.
这全是神完全负责来做成的。
And this is all in God's responsibility to do.
但是在魂的拯救的这个方面。
But in the salvation of the soul.
神就向我们说了很多的话了。
Then God said many things to us.
在主跟门徒所说的话里头，我们看到神说，我们的主说了很多。
In the words that the Lord spoke to the disciple, we see that the Lord say a lot.
如果就用圣经上头的一卷一卷书来说
，If we use the Bibles, one book after another to talk about that,
几乎可以说整本雅各书就是在那里说魂的拯救。
And we can say that the book of James is talking about the salvation of
the soul. And
1 Peter also, the main point of it is also the salvation of the soul.
罗马书也说了许多的话，和那个魂的拯救是有很密的关联的。
And many things that were said in Romans also have much to do with the salvation of the soul.
你说为什么神在魂的拯救的这一个方面说了那么许多的话呢？
But you ask the question, why God would say so much about concerning the salvation of the soul?
弟兄姊妹，当我们能注意到我们魂的那个问题啊，在神的面前是带出许许多多的属灵上的难处的时候，我们就知道了。
So we would know when we understand many things cause many of our soul would cause problem of the salvation.
我们不说魂所带出来的那种现象，不说，这现在不说这个魂带出来的现象。
Now we would not go into all the condition that the soul would bring out.
我们是说那个魂所表达的一个活动的那一个焦点。
Okay, we're talking about the soul, its focus of the soul.
弟兄姊妹，你记得昨天晚上兰弟兄说到人的自己的时候，他怎么说？
Brother, do you remember that when Brother Lance talked about the soul, what did he say?
他怎么说？
What did he say?
他说 I.
And it says I and more I.
弟兄姊妹，为什么是这个样呢？
Why is it like that, brother and sister?
那个问题就引到那个魂的问题来了。
And this will become the question of the soul.
因为从人堕落了以后，魂里头整个的内容，整个的那个方向都转了一个大弯。
Because when man has fallen, the complete content of the soul has take a big turn.
从神那边转到自己身上来了。
We turn from God to our own self.
哦，这个问题就闹得太大了。
And this became a great problem.
人本身的难处。
Including the trouble we already have.
地上许多事情的所带出来的难处。
And all the other things that will bring us trouble on the earth.
几乎都是围绕着这一个事实来出现的。
And it's all come out because of this reality.
但是我们还是感谢神。
But we thank God.
尽管魂的那一个我们姑且用人的话来说，是那样的顽固。
And although the soul's condition is so stubborn.
神已经把它摆在一个死的地位上了。
God already put it on a position of death.
他就是不肯死。
But it would not die.
你说我死，我就活给你看。
You say I'm dead, I will live to show you.
你看我还有很多活的动作。
And see, I still have a lot of action of living.
弟兄姊妹们，这个在我们个人身上，或者在我们所接触到的许多的事物的身上，我们都看到这个东西的。
Brother and sister, from the people that we know, people we come in contact with, we see this reality.
尤其是近代，你要留意我在我们周围所发生的事情的时候，你会看得非常非常的清楚的。
And especially in these times, from the things that are happening around us, you will see this very clearly.
我单说一件我最近接触到的事情。
And I'll just tell you that this one thing that happens that I encountered with.
前不久我在电视上面看到一些访问的节目。
And not too long ago, I saw on the in a TV program about interview.
是大概是，起码其中一个是跟前不久说那个，哦，其实是同一个事情，是同一个事情，是那个美国发射的一个卫星啊，去撞那个流星。
And this is concerning the rocket that they sent up to collide with the comet.
那么和这个有关系的。
It has something to do with that one.
那个去访问被访问的对象都是物理学家。
And the people who were being interviewed, they were all physicists.
那过程我不说了。
I will not give you the details.
我只是说，在那个访问的末了。
I'm only telling you that at the end of the interview,
那一个访问的人就问了。
The person who gave the interview, he asked.
他说我现在要问一个很尖锐的问题。
I want to ask a question that is very poignant.
那么，那从这许许多多他们的访问说出来的线上的里边，那么就碰到一个很重要的问题。
From a lot of the details of the interview, something was encountered.
那就是关乎神的事情。
And the question that came out was concerning God.
那他就问你们，你是做这个科学研究的人。
And he says that you are a person who does the scientific research.
你说究竟是有神还是没有神？
So please give me a conclusion whether you think there is God or not.
你是有神论还是无神论？
Do you think do you believe in creationism or not?
那么两个被访问的人是分在不同的时间和地点的。
And these two persons who were interviewed, they are from a different time, from different location.
接触到这个问题的时候就有点支支吾吾了。
And when they encounter this question, they do not know what to say.
他不晓得怎么去正面来回答这个问题。
They do not know how to answer this question directly.
所以他们就拖拖拉拉的，总是没有说出有神还是没有神。
And then they would try to avoid the question. They do not really say there is or is not God.
弟兄姊妹，如果你稍微了解到近代，我说的近代就是最近这二三十年里面。
And when I talk about recent time, I'm talking about the last 10-20 years.
在自然科学的那个范围的里边，所带来的那个理论上头的那个变动。
And I'm talking about the natural science and the conclusion that they are having.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会啊，我完对那些完全是门外汉的。
Please do not misunderstand, because I am an outsider to these.
但是我只是就是看一些的文章啊，看一些的报告啊，我了解到一点的情形。
And I only read some documentation and some reporting to understand a little bit.
在过去，无神的思想很猖狂的时候。
In the past, when atheism is running rampant,
绝大部分的科学界里边都是给那个无神的思想所掌握住的。
And a large percentage of the scientists was controlled by this atheist thoughts.
但是在最近这二三十年里头
，But in the last 10-20 years,
因着一些仪器的那个发展啊，就得了许许多多的资讯啊，是从前人连想也没想过的。
And but because of technology's improvement, they have gathered so much more information that they did not even think about before.
那这些资讯啊，让这些做科学的人，他没有办法不承认有神。
So these information has caused these scientists to not able to say there is no God.
但是有一个现象很有意思。
But there is a condition that is very
interesting. 他们心里面不能拒绝有神。
Although in their heart they could not reject that there is a God.
但是嘴巴里头就是不肯承认有神。
But in their mouth they would not say there is a God.
那到现在来说，如果弟兄姊妹你稍微注意一些一些科学的文章啊。
And so, brother and sister, if you pay attention to some of the publication of the scientific community,
你会发现现在他们是用的一个名词来解说一些这些物理啊或者天文啊生化的里面的现象的。
And they use a word to describe the condition of in physics as well as in biology.
那个名词就是什么呢
？What is this word?
智慧设计。
And this is intelligent design.
丢什么呢？什么叫做智慧设计
？What does it mean by intelligent design？
它可能是一块石头吗
？Could it be a rock？
它可能是一个没有思想的东西吗
？Could it be something that without thoughts？
不可能的。
It is impossible。
那这个智慧的设计，那一个结果就是神嘛。
And the end result of your search of an intelligent design would be God.
除了人以外，还有什么 有更高的智慧呢？
Besides men, where can you find higher intelligence?
虽然他们没有办法已经把这个事实来推翻。
Although they could not, they can no longer overthrow this fact.
他们就是说这个是智慧的设计。
So they say that this is an intelligent design.
救世父肯说那个智慧的设计人就是神。
And that is to say the person who designed this thing intelligently is God.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
Brother and sister, what is this?
这就是活在堕落的一个最明显的现象。
And this is the fallen soul, the most obvious manifestation.
因为你要说是神的话，就不是我。
Because when you say it is God, then it's no longer I.
如果不是我的话，那什么都没有意义。
But if you say it is not I, then nothing is meaningful.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是魂的堕落的那个深度啊。
And brother and sister, this is the depth of the fallen soul.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
人的堕落是非常非常的深。
Man's fall is very, very deep.
但是神的忍耐和怜悯比我们人的堕落还要宽，还要广。
But God's mercy and His patience is even deeper than our fall.
所以他很忍耐在那里给我们做魂的拯救。
So therefore, he is patiently waiting for our soul's salvation.
好了，现在我们要回到正题来了。
So now we want to return to the topic.
那么魂在我们这个人的身上所显明的是什么？
What is the soul's manifestation on us?
是我们的生活和思想的指导。
It is the guidance of our thoughts and our living.
那这些心思上所有的指导就带我们引出一些实际的行动。
And this guidance will lead us into certain action.
那么这些行动呢，就充满在我们每天的生活里。
And these actions will fill within our daily life.
那我们来看十字架在生活里面的那个作用。
So now when we look at the cross and its function in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个范围很广哦。
Brother and sister, you see that this encompasses a very wide topic.
就广到一个什么的地步呢？
And it's so encompassing.
广到一个地步，就是你生活到什么的地步，实质上的工作就在那里显明，这个就是我工作的范围。
And that is to say, however you live.In whatever area that you lived, this is the working of the cross will reach to that extent.
就是说，在我们的生活里头，我们有很多的层次。
And that is to say, in our daily life, we have many different.
也有很多的不同的内容。
And also have different contents.
在不同的时间的里边，就有不同的那个重点。
In different time, we will have different emphasis.
刚刚做母亲的人，他整个生活的重点在那个孩子里。
Those who become mother and newly became a mother, the main point of their life is on the child.
刚刚从学校里边出来，做工作的人，他整个的思想就围绕着我的事业怎么开始。
And those who are just graduated from the education, you would concentrate your whole person onto your career.
一些年轻人长大到了相当程度的相当年日的时候。
And some young people, when they grow to a certain days,
他心里面就有一个重点：我在哪里找到我的对象来组织我的家庭？
Then their thought will surround where should I find someone to form a family with me.
连小孩子都是如此。
Even a child is like that.
他的心思里面，他所想的就是说，你们怎么来满足我？
And in his mind, all he think about all day is how would you come and satisfy
me? 你听到那些孩子们小小的，他们常说的两个话是什么？
Do you know what two words they say, the little child?
我要。
I want.
我不要。
I do not want.
我不要。
I do not want.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看到了，这个就是我们生活里头的那个焦点的东西。
And these are the focus of our daily life.
那在我们的实际的那个生活的里边，随着我们的 年龄、环境各方面都发生变化。
And according to our age, according to our circumstance, these focuses change.
但是不管你怎么变，
But no matter how you change it,
变来变去变不出那一个焦点。
And no matter how you change, the focus of the center of the focus will not change.
是弟兄姊妹，因此当我们来到生活的时候，
So brother and sister, when we come to our daily life,
你就看到我们魂的那个对我们的影响是多么的厉害。
You will see how much your soul have influence in your life.
捆绑我们，捆绑到一个什么的地步？
It has become a bondage to us to a point.
你要脱出来，不容易脱出来。
It's very difficult for you to escape from it.
你没有本领的，有没有本领的人的心思。
Those who are not very capable has their way of thinking.
有本事的人就有本领的人的心思。
And those who are very capable, they have their way of thinking.
那我们总是觉得我是有办法的。
But we all think that I have my way.
我是有把握的。
I have assurance.
我能解决问题的。
I can solve problems.
没有什么事情是我解决不来的。
It is not too many things that I could not solve.
弟兄姊妹，就因着这样的一个魂的堕落的那个焦点的事实。
And because of this, the focus of the fallen soul.
就造成我们生活里边的许许多多的难处。
And it caused many problems in our daily life.
我们知道那是难处。
We also know these difficulties.
但是我们又有一个天然的倾向。
But we also have a natural inclination.
尽量逃避难处。
As much as possible, we want to escape from difficulties.
用人家的术语来说，就是说逃避现实。
And to use somebody else's phrase is to escape from reality.
我说的逃避现实，不是逃避那个眼睛看得到的那个人以为是接触得到的那个现实，不是物质环境里面的现实。
I'm not talking about the reality of something we can see.
我是说我们心思里头的那个现实。
I'm talking about the reality that is within our thinking.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Brother and sister, you know.
难得叫我们这个人肯承认我不行。
And it is very difficult, you know, to have anyone confess that we could not.
难得有一个人肯承认我没有办法。
It is very difficult for a person to say that I have no answer.
I have no way to solve.
I have no way to resolve the problem.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，你常常听到有些人在那里吵架。
And very often we see other people having a quarrel.
吵得脸红耳热的。
They quarrel to a point that their face turn red, the hair stands up.Why is that?
用人的话来讲，就是为了是鸡毛蒜皮的事情。
And it is for very very small matters.
你吵赢了也没有增加你什么。
Even if you win the argument, you would not gain much.
你吵输了也没有这是损失什么。
Even if you lost the argument, you would not lose anything.
但是就是在那里吵。
But they are arguing. Why is that?
虽然外面没什么损失，但是我就有了损失。
Although on the outward I do not have any loss, but I will suffer loss.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
那因此我们这一个人在神的面前，又给神带回神起初的那个目的，的确是对我们来说是很费劲，对神来说也是很消耗神的忍耐。
And to bring our soul back to the original design of God, it takes much effort, and even on God's side, will take a lot of His patience.
那因此在生活上面，
so therefore in our daily life,
神常常把我们带到一个地步。
God very often will bring us to a circumstance.
真的是把我们带到一种光景，你没有办法再说我有办法。
He very often brings us to a circumstance that we cannot say anymore that I have any way out.
你只好等在那里。
All you can do is wait.
你就在神面前承认一件事了。
Then you confess before God.
现在我真的不行。
God, I could not.
我没有办法了。
I have no solution.
如果我还有办法。
If I still have solution.
那个办法只有你了。
And that is you.
还有我们诗歌本上有一首诗歌我们很少唱的。
There is a song in a hymn book that we've
not 里面有几句话真的是很有意思。
And in it, it has something that is very interesting.
我一下都忘，背不出来了。
I could not memorize it.
但是就那个意思就是说，我完全不行。如果我还有指望的话，那个指望就是你。
And the gist of it is saying that I do not have any more hope. And if I still have hope, that hope is you.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我想我交通到这里，你弟兄姊妹也已经能领会的一件事了。
I think I will end my sharing here, and you would understand what one thing.
神儿子钉十字架的事。
When this is concerning the Son of God when He crucified the cross.
不单是救我们的灵再一次活过来，苏醒过来。
Not only God want to save our spirit to be alive again.
他也让我们的魂给拯救起来。
He also wants to save our soul.
让我们能脱离，我们不再活在自己这个焦点里。
And so that we can no longer live within the focus of our own self.
我们在十字架的工作的底下，把我们越过越带去靠近主更多。
And under the work of the cross, we can be brought closer to the Lord.
直到有一天
，until one day，
我们在神面前完全降服下来。
We are completely submitted under the Lord.
我们说神啊，不再是我。
We can say to God, no longer I.
是你。
It's you.
弟兄姊妹，我们说这个道理，我们都听了很多。
Brother and sister, we say that this kind of doctrine we have heard very often.
但是这一个道理怎么成为我们的实际呢？
But how would this doctrine become our reality?
我们再次看十字架在生活里边的所显明的功用的时候。
So we look at the function of the cross in our life.
我们不能忘记早上西江弟兄跟我们提到的有两句话。
And we cannot forget what Brother Chan has mentioned to us this morning.
先是主的十字架。
First, it is the cross of the Lord.
主把他的十字架交通给我们。
The Lord has fellowship to us, His cross.
然后那个十字架就成了我们的自己的十字架。
Then this cross becomes our own cross.
那就不再是主的了。
And it is no longer the Lord's.
主要做的那个部分他做过了。
The portion that the Lord has to do, He has done it.
现在要做的是我们自己这一方面了。
And now what needs to be done, it is on us.
所以我们的主在路加福音里面是说这样的话。
So therefore, the Lord said in the Gospel according to Luke.
马太福音只是说你们要背起十字架来跟从我。
In Matthew, it says that carry your cross daily to follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
Anyone want to follow me, you need to carry your own cross and follow me.
但是在路加福音的时候呢
？But in the Gospel according to Luke,
就加了两个，多加了两个字。
And it added two words.
若有人要跟从我。
Anyone want to follow me?
就当天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
You must daily carry your cross and follow me.
弟兄姊妹，一提到天天，你就晓得我们每天的生活。
And when you talk about daily, then you remember of your daily life.
我们生活的环境。
The circumstance that we live in.
夫妻的关系。
The relationship between your husband and wife.
父母跟儿女的关系。
And the relationship between parent and child.
雇主和。和什么？和雇员的关系。
And the relationship of master and the servant.
只要你有两个人碰在一起，那里就发生一种关系。
When two persons come together, there is a relationship.
这些关系里头就影响着我们这生活的里边的各种各样的内容。
And all these relationship will influence our daily life.
甚至没有这个人与人的关系，只有你自己一个。
And maybe even there's no relationship with others, only you by yourself.
你仍然碰到这个生活的问题。
And you will encounter problems in your daily life.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主很忍耐。
The Lord is patient.
他把我们放在一个生活里。
He put us in a circumstance.
然后就告诉我们说。
And he tells us.
万事都互相效力。
All things would work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For good, for those who
love God. 得什么益处呢？
What kind of good?
要叫我们给带回神起初的目的里。
So that we will be brought back to the original purpose of God's creation.
因为在神那个救赎的事上面，他是挽回神起初造人的目的。
Because in the purpose of the salvation, it is to bring us back to the original purpose.
所以他就主的话又给我们看到。
So the Lord's word shows us.
在救恩里头，我们都成了神的儿女。
In God's salvation, we all became children of God.
现在我们是神的儿女。
Now we are the children of God.
将来怎么样呢？
How about later on?
是不是再是神的儿女呢？
In the future, are we still the children of God?
这个事实不能变。
This fact cannot be changed.
但是有一个事实要点出来的。
But there is a reality, there is a fact that we need to
point out. 神儿女的身份不会变。
The position of God's children will not change.
但是不是真的是神的儿女的那个实际的生活表达呢？
But do we have the manifestation of the children of God in our daily life?
神盼望我们都能达到那个目的。
God desire for each one of us to achieve that goal.
所以主说，将来如何，我们不知道。
So therefore, the Lord says, in the future, how things are, we do not know.
但是有一件事情我们知道的。
But there is one thing that we know.
他若显现。
If he appears,
我们必要像他。
We shall be like him.
因此，弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们常常说。
We say this very often.
神的救恩是把我们造到一个地步，救到一个地步。
That God's salvation save us to a point.
在我们身上不住的做工。
That he continue to work within our life.
把我们造到一种光景。
To make us into a condition.
我们说给磨成他儿子的形象。
We say that we are conformed into the image of his son.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望我们能很清楚地看见。
Well, sister, we want us to be able to see this very clearly.
在我们的生活里。
That in our life.
不管你的遭遇。
No matter your what you encounter,
不管你在人中间的关系的变化
，No matter the your relationship has changed,
神都有一点心思在那里。
God has an arrangement there.
要借助各种各样的变化
，By all these changes,
把我们磨造成他儿子的形象。
He want to conform us into the image of his son.
我想我的交通就先停在这里。
I think my fellowship will first stop here.
我们现在要请肖爱姊妹来交通一下她在生活里边的一些很具体的见证。
And we would ask Sister Pong to fellowship on the practical experience that she has in her daily life.
你从她的见证里就看到一件事情。
And from her fellowship, you will see one thing.
你说那也是十字架。
And you would say, even that is the cross?
那不是十字架是什么？
But if it is not the cross, what is it?
那你们听下去就好。
And if you continue to listen, you will understand.
请小姐妹。
And we ask Sister Pong. Sister, hi.
我想王弟兄叫我分享一点在生活里面学习的功课，那么把重点放在生病的方面。
Brother Wang had asked me to fellowship with brother and sister on the concerning illnesses.
Yeah, the main point.
The main point on the illnesses.
我想，因为他知道我大概身体不好。
I think he understands that I do not have very good health.
我想我们在世界上有很多的困难。
I think in the world we have much difficulties.
但是对一个基督徒来讲，我们的困难不能老是停留在一个困难的地步。
But for a Christian, we cannot continue to remain at the difficulties.
我记得我年轻的时候听大人做见证，常常就是这个也是十字架，那个也是十字架。
And I remember that when I was young, I hear a brother and sister give testimony. They're saying that this is the cross and that is the cross.
好像这个十字架就变成一个难处的一个代号、代名词。
And as if the cross became a substitution for the word difficulties.
可是我继续看下去，五年、十年下来，这个人对这个人来讲，十字架其实就是一个困难。
And I think after 5 or 10 years, I start to understand the cross itself is the difficulty.
No, the cross he meant actually is only a difficulty, 因为这个不是一个真正的十字架。
But this is
not
the true cross.
因为他没有从神的手里面很顺服的接受下来。
Because they did not accept, or he did not accept the cross willingly.
所以在他身上不但这个苦难是依旧，而且还加上了失望、苦读，甚至会失掉他的信心。
So not only in his life there is the cross, but also it will add upon that the difficulty will remain, and then he will lose hope and bitterness, and even losing his faith.
所以我自己发现，就是说，只有我们很诚实的愿意从神的手里面顺服的接下这个困难的时候，它才变成十字架。
So I realized that only when we are willing to submit before God's hand and to accept it, and then this will become a cross.
因为十字架一定有两个面。
Because the cross must have two faces.
一面，不错，是困难，是一个难处。即使我们接下来以后，这个难处也还在那里。
Although on one side, there is the difficulty, and even if we accept it, the difficulty will remain.
可是另外一面呢，我们一定会被带进神的荣耀里面，所有的苦头都不会白吃。
But because we will be leading into God's glory, so therefore none of the suffering is in vain.
Now that's the other side of the cross, if it's a cross.
If it is a cross, that would be the other side.
那么我想我很幸运，因为有些难处是可以逃掉的。
I think it's very lucky for me because there are some difficulties I could actually escape from.
那些可以逃掉的呢，也就不会变成你的十字架。
And if those things you could escape from, then these would not be your cross.
那神很祝福我，因为我的难处是逃不掉。
But God blessed me very greatly because these difficulties I could not escape from.
因为是我的免疫系统出了毛病，它就是我自在我自己的身体里面。
And because it is my immunity system immune system in me that has the difficulty, so it is within me.
那加上我这个人脑筋也很简单，我没有问为什么是我。
And because I have a simple mind, and I did not ask why is it me.
我只觉得开始的时候感觉好像被抓去被那个主十字架的古利奈人西门一样，我是硬被逼上梁山，非背他不可。
And I felt that I was like the person Simon that was forced to carry the Lord's cross.
那更感谢主的就是，虽然我当时懵懵懂懂啊，可是就很单纯，不但转向神，而且慢慢就向他投降了。
And but although at that time I was not very clear, but I slowly turned to the Lord and I accepted it.
就很不知不觉就把苦难就变成了十字架。
And these sufferings have slowly turned into the cross for me.
我也就因此得到了他的益处。
And I also received the good that is from it.
因为神的目的并不是叫我们受苦，他是要造就我们的。
Because the purpose of God is not for us to suffer, but He wants to edify us.
那我这个病是从1970年复活节早上做完一个见证，晚上就开始生病，开始头一个阶段。
And my illness started when in 1970, in the Easter morning, I made a testimony, and that evening that difficulty started.
那一直到71年的十月，大概有18-19个月，神才把我从这第一个阶段里释放出来。
And the stage one lasted from that time until 1971, October. Then God released me from stage one.
我当时的感觉是。好像是被释放，并不是得了医治。可是那个时候，我以为以后就不会再发生了。
And although I was not healed, but at the time I thought that the illness would not return.
I felt I was released, but I didn't feel that I was healed. 但是这个病的罪魁呢，一直到92年的时候，我才清楚原来是 Epstein-Barr virus。
But the cause of the illness is called Epstein-Barr virus, and I did not realize that until 1992.
因为我生病是很早，在1970年，那这个病是到1985年才能够被诊断。
And because I have this illness so long before it was actually discovered, it was discovered in 1985.
那么72年的9月，也就是说我被神释放11个月以后，就开始这个病的第二个阶段，就是进入 chronic fatigue syndrome.
And in 1972, September, I entered into second stage of this illness, and I entered the stage of chronic fatigue syndrome.
我那个时候当然也不晓得，可是我自己就戏称它为累死病。
And so I just call it I'm tired to death illness.
因为从早上睡醒就很累。
Because from the very from the time I wake up, I become very tired.
开始的时候呢，就只能卧在床上。
In the beginning, I could only lie in bed.
那个小手指都举不起来，就好像千斤重一样。
And I could not even lift one finger, literally, and it is so heavy.
那时候很感谢彭东平，他还煮饭啊什么的。
And I really thank Jonathan because even he would even cook for me.
啊，那这样子差不多31个月。
And this continued for almost 31 months.
到了75年的4月呢，神又再一次把我释放出来，慢慢就开始可以做一点事。
And in 1975, April, God also again released me, and I can slowly do a little bit.
那么到了01年的十月，又开始我第三个阶段的软弱。
And until 2001, October, this is the third stage of my weakness.
那现在感谢主又把我慢慢带出来。
And until now, God also again slowly released me.
那除了第一跟第二个阶段中间有十个月大概是有正常体力以外，其他的三十几年的时间我都要自己量力而行。
And only in that 10 months of time between the first stage and second stage, I have normal metabolism. For the past 30 years, I have to calculate my strength before I can do anything.
就是不过有的时候好一点，有的时候差一点就是。
Sometime better, sometime worse.
那我想苦难的时候如果不是很长的话，那还容易一点。
I think if this difficulty is not for so long, it will be easier.
可是当日子变成月，月用年去计算的时候呢，就难上加难了。
But when the time is calculated by days and then turn from days into months and then months into years, it becomes more and more difficult.
我记得我开始的时候，我总是感觉我自己像一个漫画里的一只驴子。
And sometimes I felt that I am like a donkey inside a comic strip.
一个主人为了叫他走呢，就在他的背上绑了一根棍子。
And because the master wanted to move, so tie a rod behind his back.
然后在这个棍子前面就吊了一些胡萝卜。
And on that rod, it will hang some carrots.
因为驴子想要吃这胡萝卜呢，它就一直往前走。
And because of the donkey want to eat the carrots, so it will continue to walk forward.
但是它怎么样也吃不到这些胡萝卜。
But no matter what, he could not get to the carrots.
我开始也是有这样的感觉。
In the beginning, I felt that way.
一方面有一点莫名其妙，因为不知道这个生的到底是什么病。
On one hand, I did not know what kind of illness is this.
另一方面，我真是觉得像那只驴子，永远也吃不到胡萝卜，好像永远也走不到尽头。
But on the other hand, I also felt like that donkey that I will not be able to get to the carrots.
那可是感谢主，就在我第一次得势的同时，天也向我打开了。
And I really thank the Lord because on the first time when the Lord released me, heaven opens for me.
那时候我真是搞不清楚到底发生了什么事情。
Although I did not know what happened to me,
只知道里面有生命和能力在那里一直涌流。那么一个星期到十天左右呢，就把我所有病的那些症状都克服了。
And but okay, there is life and strength that is flowing within my heart. Within 1 month time, one week to 10 days time, I returned to my normal condition.
从那个时候开始， 属灵里面的生命就完全跟以前的基督徒生命不一样了。
And at that time, from that time on, the spiritual life within me has changed.
一个属灵的世界就这样慢慢的不知不觉的向我开了。
And the spiritual realm has slowly opened up for me.
神竟然开恩让我走上了这条通往西安的朝见神的大道。
And the Lord has grace upon me, and He opened up this way for the way to Zion.
雅各在从巴旦亚兰回来的路上，他发现了神的军兵，所以他就叫那个地方起名叫马哈念。
And when Jacob returned from Paddan Aram, he realized he saw the army of God, and he called the place Mahanaim.
意思就是说两二军兵。
And the meaning of it is two camps.
我想 two camps 好像比较那个正确一点。那就是一个 camp 是神的军兵，一个 camp 就是他自己的人啊，跟他的牲畜。
And two camps, meaning on one camp is the army of God, the host of God, and the other camp is his own people.
那我不知道他当时的心情跟他的学习是怎么样。
I do not understand his how he feel at the time and what was his thinking.
但是我记得在我自己第二个阶段的初期呢，我特别感觉到这个 two camps 的一个实在。
But from my own experience, especially when the second stage started, I especially felt these two camps.
因为我只要一思想主，那人马上就飞上高天，喜乐翱翔，非常的喜乐。
And whenever I think of the Lord, I'm full of joy. I can fly to the heavens.
可是下一秒钟，马上就可以栽到地狱里去，被焦虑、惶恐、惧怕包围。
And but the next second, I could fall all the way to Hades, and I will be surrounded by worries and fear.
那时候圣经上讲说，人像翻倍的弓，我觉得我也就是那个样子。翻倍的弓 ，like 弓箭的弓。Mm-hmm.会翻倍 ，turn around this way or that way， 就是变得很快啊。
And it's a bow that changes direction and I can flip flop back and forth really quickly.
Okay， 所以在这个时候呢，我慢慢就发现，哎，神好像可以做我的避难所。
And slowly I realized that God can become my escape.
因为你知道，当我们在心里有惧怕，有惧怕、惶恐的时候，那个仇敌就趁机，就好像那个惊涛拍猎岸，已经是猎岸，他还要那个惊涛来拍你。
I realized that the enemy, when I was afraid and full of fear, and he would come and give me even more worries.
所以我后来就学会，就是只要这种负面的思想一来，我马上就赶快逃到竹里躲起来。
And when I realized that these kind of thoughts is coming in, then I immediately escaped to the Lord, and He became my refuge.
所以你如果也有这个问题的话呢，其实很简单，就是神在训练我们的 mind 心思。
And but if you have a similar condition, then you could God is training our mind.
让我们就是说，一碰见这些思想的时候，我们就不要把它接受进来，也不要继续这样的思想。
And so when we encounter these negative thoughts, we would reject them and we would not accept them.
然后我们就把我们的，不是有个诗歌 Turn our eyes to Jesus, 就是我们把我们的思想整个的注意力就转到神的身上。
And like the song, Turn your eyes upon Jesus, we will turn our focus to the Lord.
从那个时候开始，我真正的认识到，正如圣经所讲的，他的的确确是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的磐石。
And from that point on, I truly experienced the reality of Him being our refuge, our fortress, and our rock.
Yes. 那有些时候问题不一定出在我们的健康上。
And sometimes the problem does not always surrounding my health.
Not only me, everybody. 每一个人都不一样的。
Everybody has a different experience.
有的人是工作或者是事业的方面。
Some people have difficulty in their career and their work.
有的人是在钱财的方面。
Some people have difficulty in money.
有的人是在家庭或者是人际的关系方面。
Others have problem with their relationship with others or in their own family.
无论问题发生在哪一方面，最忌讳的事就是把一切的责任都怪罪到别人的身上。
And no matter what is the difficulties, the worst things you can do is to blame everybody else for the problem.
啊，也许别人的确是要担很多的责任。
Maybe others will need to take responsibility.
但是实际上来讲，那个是他和神之间的事。
But in reality, these matters have to do with him and God.
我们要知道，就是说这个事既然是经过神允许才临到，那么神一定有益处要我们得着。
And since God has allowed this thing to happen of us, on us, then He would have a purpose for us.
所以哪怕是最小最小的不是，我们自己应该要对付的就对付，应该要学习的要学习。
So no matter how small these matters are, what we need to learn, we should learn.
这样子我们在生活上才会有实际的长进。
Then we will have a real growth in our daily life.
我们也不会浪费每一个经过神特别安排为我们送来的机会。
And we will not waste those circumstances God has measured and arranged for us.
请我们看一下《生命记》第四章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记四章第三十节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30.
他这个地方形容了神借着困难难处所做的大功。
And here it describes the great works that God has done through difficulties.
三十节，日后你遭遇一切患难的时候，你必归回耶和华你的神，听从他的话。
It says here in verse 30, when you are in distress, and all these things come upon you in the latter day, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey His voice.
他三十六节
，and verse 36，
三十六节
，verse 36，
他从天上使你听见他的声音，为要教训你；又在地上使你看见他的烈火，并且听见他从火中所说的话。
Out of heaven, he let you hear his voice, and he might instruct you. On earth, he showed you his great fire, and you hear his words out of the midst of the fire.
所以常常我们听见他的话是从烈火中听见的。
And very often when we hear his word is out of the fire.
如果我们今天没有患难，没有烈火，那我都不知道我们在哪里。
If we do not have the difficulties and we do not have the great fire, I don't know where we will be.
这三十五年来，唯一能够帮助我还可以往前走，还可以有忍耐的力量，不至于失掉信心，就是每隔一段时候，神总有一点新的话语和新的开启。
And in this past 35 years, the only thing that helped me to be able to continue to walk forward and not to lose my faith and to have more endurance, it is that from time to time, God will give me new words and new understanding.
心中灵里有天上的喜乐，而且也越来越进入这个圣经里面。
And in my heart there is the heavenly joy, and I also continue to enter into the truth in the Bible.
但是实际上来讲呢，是枯干与滋润是轮流来的，就好像一天过一天过去，有晚上有早上一样。
And but in actuality, the dryness as well as the moisture comes in turns, and is day after day, and it's in its own season.
Yeah, just like there's evening first and a morning.
And like evening first and morning.
希伯来书六章劝我们要保持信心，而且要忍耐到底。
And Hebrews chapter 6 tell us to keep our faith and to endure to the end.
这个的确是要走过我们的苦难，或者说十字架不可少的两大要素。
And this is two ingredients that cannot be lacked for us to endure the cross.
因为有的时候一波接一波来，我有的时候觉得真的走不下去了。
And because sometimes one wave after another wave, and it causes us to not able to continue.
但是如果不往前走，又没有别的路可以走。
But if we do not go forward, there is no other way to go.
因此在这样的时候呢，就本着神过去给我的恩典，我就学习大卫。
And so therefore, by the grace that he has given me in the past, then I learn of David.
大卫常常在诗篇里跟他自己讲话。
And do you know David often talked to himself in the Psalms?
所以到了最后，我就说，哦，这个困难或者这样的情况。一定是神对我这个人，对我这个个性，最好、最容易、 学，而且最能够叫我能够忍受得下去的一个困难。
And so therefore I tell myself, this difficulty is because this is the easiest thing God can cause for me to endure.
而且呢，如果哪一天没有功课，我们哪一天就不会长，再长了。
And also, if there is no lesson for us to learn, then we will not grow.
所以就真的是很多时候我如果回想的话，就是咬紧牙关，就是中国人讲使出吃奶的力气，你就站在那里，就是站定了。
And so I would bite my teeth and just stand in my position.
好像就是用尽全力啊，就撑过这一段枯干的时候，困难的时候。
I would use all my strength to go through this time.
很有意思，那一段时间有一次我就读到 C.S. Lewis 的书。
And one time I read a book from C.S. Lewis.
他就讲到说，有的时候神就是好像，把我们留在那里，让我们学习站在我们自己的两只脚上。
And he said that sometimes God will leave us in a circumstance so that we can learn to stand our own two feet.
哦，我那时候想，哦呀，对，那个大概就是我们的新人 ，new man.
And then I realized that yeah, that is true because that is our new man.
这样子呢？我自己经验就是说，当日子满足的时候，啊，那么下一个早晨就又很自然的来了。
And so therefore, when we go through it, then the next morning will come.
那神的新的开启呢，又来了，又很自然的来了。
And the new beginning will come naturally.
所以我们碰到苦难啊，碰到这些 so-called 苦难，我们不要气馁。
And so when we encounter these difficulties, please do not give lose hope.
我们只要天天祷告，宣告他完全又直接的美意。
And we need to pray daily and to proclaim His perfect will.
然后呢，要等候，领受他借着这个困难，要我们得着每一点每一滴的益处。
And we want to wait before Him and for this difficulty to bring to us every drop of His blessing.
你就会发现这个。一个坚忍的新人就慢慢的在这种磨折的里面成长了。
And you will realize a enduring heart will grow in the new man will grow within these the sufferings.
一方面来讲，有伤痛，有死亡，有征战。
On one hand, there is the suffering, there is the pain, and then there is death and warfare.
但是另外一方面，却有神的同在，喜乐平安，生命就日益丰富。
But on the other hand, we also have God's presence and God's joy, the peace, and also the abundance of life.
所以我个人对苦难的一个结论就是说，只要有主，我们无论碰到什么事情，我们都可以过得去，都可以得胜有余。
So therefore, my own conclusion is that as long as we have the Lord, no matter what difficulty we can overcome.
出埃及记十二章十二节。
In Exodus chapter 12, verse 12.
我可以帮你们念一下，因为那夜，我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神，我是耶和华。
Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in that land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
这是神在带领以色列人出埃及的前夕设立逾越节礼仪的时候所说的话。
And this is what God says when He's established the Passover for the Israelites before the last plague.
在中文翻译，我要败坏埃及一切的神。另外一个翻译就是可以说，我要对埃及一切的神行审判。
And in the Chinese translation, it says that I will destroy all the gods of Egypt. But in another translation, it says I will judge them.
六章六节也是出埃及记六章六节，他讲说，所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。六章六节。
And verse 6 of chapter Chapter 6, verse 6. It says, Therefore says the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments.
Okay, 他英文已经读出来了。中文在这里说，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人。可以翻译成我要用伸出来的膀臂和诸大审判来救赎你们。
And here it says that he will rescue us with his outstretched arm and great judgments.
所以我们光光从这两个圣经吧，我们就可以看出神的救恩总是离不开审判。
And from these two verses, we see that God's salvation cannot be separated from God's judgment.
凡是做人啊，我们人都渴望拥有今生美好的事物。
And if you are a normal human being, you would desire for the good things of life.
我们甚至崇拜这些像崇拜神一样。
And we even worship these things like we worship God.
好比说事业成功，家庭美满，或者你的孩子出人头地。
For example, if you have a good and prosperous career, and you have a good family, and blessing from the family, and also children being outstanding.
Yeah. 然后当然还有公认为最宝贵的健康。
And also everybody agree that health is also important.
那么我们有了这些呢，我们就很快乐。我们如果没有呢，我们就很愁苦。
And when we have these things, then we become happy. If we do not have them, we became
miserable. 我自己也不例外。
And I'm not an exception.
对，特别对一个身体衰弱的人来讲，那么健康就显得更加宝贵。
To a person who is very weak physically, health become more and more precious.
一直到现在，我还是不喜欢生病。
And until now, I still do not like being ill.
但是我发现一件事情，我临终的喜乐和平安和我身体的健康没有直接的关系。
I realized one thing slowly, that in my spirit, the joy and the peace has not a direct relation to my health.
有的时候神真是让我经历，身体虽然瘫倒在床上，一点力气都没有，可是我的全人却可以喜乐非常。
And sometimes, although I am so weak, I'm only in bed, but my great joy fills my heart.
Fill
my whole being.
我就发现他用原来神在我的身上，的救赎是这么做的。
And I realized that this is his salvation for me.
他用我的病对健康，也可以说是大家都追求的众神之一，下了一个判决。
And he caused a judgment to fall upon this health, which is one of the gods that we pursue after.
这35年来，我的结论非常非常的清楚。
After 35 years, my conclusion is very clear.
我虽然不喜欢生病，可是如果生病是我得以认识神的唯一的途径的话，那么我情愿生病，也绝对不愿意拿一切灵里的开启和得着的去交换这个健康。
Although I do not like to be ill, but if this is the only way that I can come to know God, I would not exchange the knowledge of knowing Him with health.
Yes. 我就发现这个完全就是阿门了神的判决。
And this is the God of Amen, His judgment.
今世最宝贵的健康，在极重无比的荣耀面前，完全褪色，完全失了色。
And the health that we treasure and has lost its color in comparison to this.
简直是和神能够给我们的没有办法相提并论。
And it cannot compare with what God can give us.
神讲的话一点都不错。
What God said is true.
世界的王已受了审判。
That the God of this world has been judged.
那我们所有人类追从的一切的今生美好事物也都在这个审判的底下。
All of us, the things that we pursued in this world has already been under this judgment.
我今年6月19号第一次谢谢神为着他的审判。
And this year in June, at first time, I thank God for his judgment.
因为借了这个我得以被拯救，我就开始可以超越今世的范围，进入永恒。
And because of this judgment and this salvation, I'm able to surpass the suffering, and I can enter into eternity.
赞美神的圣名。
And we praise God's holy name.
Thank you.
Sorry. 不习惯用这个。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
在姊妹的见证的里边，你好像觉得没有什么很特别嘛。
And in our sister's testimony, maybe you felt that there's nothing special。
但是你切身处地把他的那个经过放在你自己的身上，你怎么反应
？But if you put yourself in her shoes, and if it is happening to you, what would your reaction be？
35年，你是活在哪里？
For 35 years, yes, you are living.
但是你许多要做的你做不来。
But all the things that you want to do, many you could not do.
因为根本你就好像睁开眼睛你就失去了力气了。
It's as if when you open your eyes, you already lost your strength.
那按照人来看好像是很不幸了。
And according to man, this is very unfortunate.
但感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这十字架的工作。
And this is the work of the cross.
把我们带到一个地步，你就不能靠自己。
So he lead us to a point where we cannot depend on ourselves.
我说多余的话。
I said something that is not necessary.
如果我们的姊妹不是有这个病啊。如果我们的姊妹不是有这个病啊。
If our sister did not have this illness.
她在人中间是真的是可以大展拳脚的。
And she would be a person who really can something.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
她能安安静静地服在主的安排里。
But quietly she submit herself in the Lord's
circumstance. 你看不出她是有那样讨厌的毛病。
And you could not see that she has such a difficult illness.
如果主给我们认识，十字架真的不是那个木头。
And if the Lord truly causes us to know that the cross is not that wood.
我们真的认识十字架的意义的时候，我们要感谢主。
And if we truly know the meaning of the cross, we really want to thank the Lord.
可以用保罗的话说，外体虽然毁坏。
And we can use the word of Paul and said that although our outer body is decaying,
里面却一天新似一天。
But within us, it renews day after day.
我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当然，我不是说每一个人都要生病。
Of course, I'm not saying every one of us needs to get fallen ill.
生的一些是医生都没有办法的病。
Or have illness that even a doctor could not know what to do.
但是 你也过不去，不需要过去。
But you do not need to overcome.
你还继续的活在那里。
And you continue to live.
有些人是哎呀，活的我死掉就算了。
And some people would feel that it's better that I just die.
那主也没有叫他死掉。
But the Lord did not cause him to die.
我们就常常会在神面前说：“神啊，为什么
？”And very often we ask God why.
主的答案只有一个。
And there's only one answer the Lord would give.
要叫你给磨成神儿子的形象。
It is so that you would be conformed to the image of the God's Son.
今天下午我们是谢谢姊妹在她身体上的一些经历，去认识十字架。
And this afternoon we thank our sister to share that from her.Experience and on her body, she learns to the cross.
明天下午是另外一个姊妹要和弟兄姊妹们见证她怎么处理家庭的生活。
And tomorrow, another sister will share with us how does she deal with her family life.
我给弟兄姊妹们一个预告。
I'll give you a preview.
你怎么生活在一个四个老人家，公婆、父母？
How do you live in a family with your father and mother-in-law and your own father and mother?
一个丈夫。
And one husband.
两个孩子。
And two child,
你怎么生活在那里?
How do you live in such a circumstance?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brother and sister,
实际上的功课在那里又显出来了。
And the lessons of the cross manifest itself there.
我们盼望神给我们真实的认识那个真正的十字架。
We hope that the Lord would cause us to know what is the real cross.
不是十字架，不是只是十字架的道理。
And not only just the teaching of the cross.
是那个真实的十字架。
It is the true cross.
是叫我们承接那个属灵的恩惠的那个十字架。
It's the cross that causes us to receive the great blessings of God.
我想我们今天的交通就停在这里。
I think this will conclude our fellowship this afternoon.
我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，巴不得你把我们放在你面光的底下。
Lord, we want you to put us under your, the light of your face.
常常照明我们里面的光景。
And continue to enlighten our condition.
主啊，我们都是很重视外面的通顺。
And we've often pay attention to the prosperity on the outside.
你也不是说我们不能这样去寻求我们外面的好处。
You did not say that we could not seek after the goodness on the outside.
主，但是你更是愿意我们从里面来让你居首位。
But Lord, you desire more for us to have you be the preeminence in our praise.
让你自由地做成你所要做的在我们的身上。
So that you can freely do what you want to accomplish on us.
主啊，我们实在需要你给我们更多的恩典。
Lord, we need more grace that is from you.
开我们里面的心思。
And to open up our mind,
明亮我们属灵的眼睛,
enlighten our eyes,
让我们真实地看见十字架的意义,
so that we truly see the meaning of the cross,
和十字架的果效,
and the result of the cross,
让我们这些人都能被磨成你自己的形象,
so that we can be conformed into your own image.
主啊，我们仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we look to your mercy.
帮助我们走过我们每天的生活。
Help us to walk through each day's daily life.
也帮助我们走过一生的路程。
And also help us to walk through the days of our life.
都在你的旨意成全的路上，没有偏离。
That we would not stray from your way and your will.
感谢你给我们这一段的时间。
We thank you for giving us time.
仰望你继续带领我们前面的日子。
We look to you to continue to lead us in the days ahead.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.